Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Hey, welcome. Welcome. Thank you. There's so much going on. There's so many different angles I can take. And there's so many different directions I want to go. But I got a few ideas in mind. This might be a shocker. Definitely a shocker. Let's make fun of NBA basketball. Come on, let's make fun of NBA basketball. You know you want to. You know you do. But not necessarily NBA basketball. Not necessarily them, but how about the experts? How about the talking heads? How about the people that tell us what to think? The people that tell us how the games go. The people that tell us what we see isn't what we see, but it's what they say we see. Yeah. Told you. We're going there today. Going there. I know this might come off as a surprise, because it is. Surprise! Wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting any of this either. Seriously, I was not expecting any of this. I know Stephen Curry is one of the greatest NBA basketball players of all times. These are not my words. I'm just repeating what I hear. I'm just repeating what I heard. I just have a little small question, though. I have a question. If you're the greatest of all time, shouldn't you play and perform better on the biggest stage? NBA Finals, that is the biggest stage for the NBA. That's like the World Series for MLB. That's like Champion League's final in football. That's like the Super Bowl for American football. Performing on the biggest stage, the stars, the great ones, separate themselves from other great ones. Think about it. But Stephen Curry, on the other hand, he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do any of that. None of it. Yeah, I know the backlash I'm going to catch. I know the blowback that I'm going to catch. Hey, bring it. Don't care. Bring it. Don't care. Bring it. Don't care, do I? Do I care? Don't care. And I don't care because I actually like Stephen Curry. I like his game. I like the three-point shooting. I like the hitting your chest. I like how he goes about his way. Doesn't get in trouble off the court, as far as we know. And he wants to not just beat you, he wants to take your soul. I love that about the guy. Seriously. Everything about his game is what I dreamt of when I was little. The idea player that I had in my head. Yeah. Yep. Was him. Is him. He is that guy for me. And his whole, Steph Curry versus LeBron. Full disclosure, I used to be a LeBron James hater. Yep. I went through the classes, the steps program. I had to do it all. I even had to talk about some of the things I like about him. I just had to go through everything. And now I'm at the point where I'm not a LeBron James hater anymore. I'm completely reformed. And it's been, how long it's been? How long since it's been? It's been 2.5 years. 2.5 years for me. It's been 2.5 years for me. And me saying this is a big thing. Go back and listen to the shows. Not the recent shows, but go back and listen to some of the older shows. You will hear me going in on LeBron James. But now I can admit, King James, I can understand his game. I can respect it in a sense. But when it comes ride or die, I'm still not there. Because me, I like the killer mentality. I like the assassin mentality. I like taking your soul. Now you can see why I'm so with Stephen Curry. Hey, Steph, bro. Yep, what up? Exactly. But I'm not going, and I can't just believe that he's the greatest ever. I can't go there. I won't go there. Never. Not yet. He's got to do it more. He's got to do it longer. He's got to perform in the finals. He's got to separate himself from the other greats in the final. And come on, don't say, oh, you're moving a goalpost. Actually, you're not moving a goalpost on this one. That's how the great ones are defined, by rings and performance during the playoffs. More importantly, during the championship game. Who cares what you do during the regular season? Sure, I mean, it matters. Matters what to get into the playoffs, right? Yeah. Sure, it matters to get into the playoffs, but depending on what sport, it kind of doesn't matter. Regular season, just get in. Baseball. The best team usually doesn't win, right? No, it's a crapshoot. It's random. Who gets hot at that time of the year during that time period, right? Exactly. Game of failure. Football. We've seen American football. We've seen wild card teams get hot. Everything clicks and everything comes together and they go on to upset after upset after upset after upset and win the Super Bowl. New York Giants. Hey, remember that team? Do you? Giants. Played some undefeated team and beat some undefeated team, right? Yeah. That did happen, right? We've seen Cinderella stories in football just recently. Leicester City, anyone? Leicester City. Who had Leicester City winning? If you said you did, you're lying. And you are a liar. And I don't want liars listening to me. So be gone. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. And that's the whole thing about this. Do we have to be so hyperbolic? Fall in love with hyperbole? The greatest ever? The worst ever? Do we have to be sensationalized like that? Is that what drives conversation? Or is that what makes people think you're a moron? That's a tough one. It's so close. It is so close. So I'm far from a Stephen Curry hater. I don't roll that way. I do not roll that way. My crew don't roll that way. I don't like to be around haters. No. There's a few things I do hate on, actually. But I have my reasons. I'm not perfect. I don't live this pristine life. So yeah, I hate on stuff. Not like that, though. Not like that. Not Steph Curry. Come on. That's the ideal basketball player I always had. And it's not like I'm this huge guy and I can relate to, what, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", 7 feet. No. Remember? I am the tall guy, but amongst them, I'm not the tall guy. No, not the tall guy. Not the tall guy amongst them. The short guy. I can relate to Steph Curry. Of course. Height-wise, that's pretty much about it, though. Oh, yeah, that killer instinct. That whole baby assassin. Not baby face, but baby assassin. Yeah. Everything about his game I find intriguing. I find exciting. Shooting the three-pointers. The behind the back. The taking your soul. The dagger. The stomping you out. The dancing on your face. Everything about his game. Everything. Everything. But come on. The best, greatest ever? Right now? The way he's performing in the final? Come on. And see, just when I think I always have the NFL that I can just go at the NFL because of their dumb philosophy on, hey, we're going to take this position on CTE and we're just going to confuse people. We're going to mock everything up. We're going to mock everything up. Oh, that's true, but hey, let's throw shiny object here. Let's say this. Let's say that. Let's say this. Let's just throw stuff up against the wall, hoping it sticks. Nobody's going to understand anything. Everyone's going to be confused. No one's going to know what's going on. Mission accomplished. So I can always dislike that and hate that. And today come out and be straight up with people and say, hey, this is what it is. We can go from there. Then baseball and unwritten rules, that moronic stuff. Always, always can go with that. And like I say, I'm reformed. I am a reformer. And you can go back and listen to me defending it to a certain degree. And you can listen to me bashing myself, the present me. Bashing the past me about defending such an idiotic thing. It's a thing, right? Thing? Rules? Thing? Rules? Thing? Whatever. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's rules that are not written. You know what? Let's make it up as we go. And so I guess I can add something else to the list now. Idiot sports people. And see, I mean that as just as the way it sounds. And it's coming from deep, from within. It's coming from that place. And I actually mean it. I actually mean it. And I'm not that guy. I'm not that person. Not that guy, not that person. And I know, well, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to consume it. It's kind of hard to not consume it. It's kind of hard not to listen to it when it's so many people's position. Right? I mean, it's not like I'm arguing that the earth is flat. Definitely not doing that. Or the moon landing is fake. Not doing that. Mm-mm. And this is coming from the guy I like. I like this team. I like the game. I like the three-point shooting. What kid, what person growing up didn't just want to go out there and just shoot threes and go swish and leave your hand up there, shoot the long three at the buzzer, doing the 3-2-1 and you shooting? Who doesn't like that? But seriously, come on. The greatest, the best ever? Wow. I don't know if I should take my frustration out on you or the people that actually approach me and believe that nonsense. Because as you know, I will entertain any conversation. I'll entertain anything. If it's within my set allot amount of time, I'll entertain it. Depends on how I feel. But come on, really? Not even two years. Poor performance in the finals. And it's not like that. Oh, yeah. You don't like him. You just
hating. You don't understand. You an old timer.
Really? Old timer? Old man that yells at cloud? Grandpa Simpson? Wow, I have no comeback for that one. I'm just gonna let that breathe for a second. Maybe you'll catch up. If not, we're moving forward. You have to be all-time great during the championship moments. You have to be great then. Yeah, it's just my opinion, though. 1% of the population that actually maybe think this way, maybe don't care, indifferent. So half of a 1%. And the rest of the 90 plus. I don't feel like doing the math. Maybe it's what, 99? Possibly. 95, 96. Hey, I'm just going to throw some percentages out there and you take which one. Just notice, I'm talking about the majority. Just go listen. Just go. It's out there for you. You can't avoid it. You can't. I'm well past the whole whether or not the team is all-time great or not. That's good for conversation. That's good for debate. I can entertain that. It opens the door and it lets you into certain thought processes. And how do we get to the end game? Or how do we get to X? There's different ways to go about of getting there. And a lot of people can end up in the same place with their reasoning of that being the best team ever. I can entertain that. That can be entertained. But when we single it down to Curry being the best and greatest player ever and of all time, yeah, I can't do that. That's like giving me piss and calling it Kool-Aid. And you know what that means. Exactly. See? No more. All games aside now. All games aside. They not ready. The greatest ever wouldn't shrink and be so small when his team needs him or in times of need. He performs. He shows up. Come on. Come on. So what are you going to tell me next? Draymond Green is the best defender of all time. That is that next? Extra, extra. So I'm pretty sure you kind of know what the show's going to be about. Definitely not NBA, right? No, of course not. No. Find it kind of interesting about the whole Maria Sharapova two-year ban, that's it. And she's appealing. Yeah, okay. Definitely looking into that for the show and gonna do something tasteful. And thank you for listening. Thank you for voting. And I just gotta go out. We'll be right back.